Local Time. I'm Carl Entner. Welcome back. The telephone numbers here are 244-1777 or toll-free 877-291-8255. Energy, food, and the local economy are my themes here at the end of the age of oil. And for much of our listening region, a river runs through our local economy. The Winooski River, the Winooski and its tributaries provide a lot of economic services for us. The drinking water for a lot of places, irrigation water, water for animals, recipient for sewage, wildlife habitat, and many other services. The Friends of the Winooski River have been working for years to keep the Winooski beautiful and to educate us about it. And this year they're having the second annual Winooski River Sojourn starting Tuesday, June 23rd, reaching Lake Champlain on Sunday, June 28th. And Colin McAfee, president of Friends of the Winooski River, is here to talk to us about it. Colin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Carl. Great to be on.
Last time you were on the show, you had produced the Mighty Lorac for song for our April Fool's Day show. Appreciated that.
Wish we had some Lorac to make some riparian buffers with, but too bad it's a fictitious plant.
Right, but there was a lot of riparian buffer planting this last weekend, I understand.
There was. We've had a whole bunch of activity in the upper headwaters of the Winooski, and we've got lots more projects coming up this summer. One of them, obviously, is our big public awareness and fun vacation kind of thing. It's called the Sojourn, and it's great. It's a multi-day event. Paddling event starts, I think we start on Monday night. We do a little paddling on Coit's Pond, which is the headwaters of the Winooski, and then we head down the river from starting a little bit below Marshfield Village, and we get to Montpelier the first night. The whole schedule's on our website, winooskiriver.org, if you're interested. But there's all kinds of really great day programs if you can't be a paddler. But right now we are recruiting paddlers. This is the next 2 weeks is our time to do it. Well, you can still get in on the ground floor and get the discounted rate for early registration.
Up through June 15th, you can get the discounted rates.
Yes. And it is a deal. A single day rate is $60, and that includes transportation, you know, portaging. Three meals, three squares a day, and lots of entertainment, great food from local providers, local restaurants, and we also have this year's focus is the history of the river. So we have a lot of great speakers talking about various historical points along the river, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you expect people to provide their own kayaks or canoes?
We do, although there might be some access to those, but for the most part, people are encouraged to bring their own boats. But we will provide the trailers and vans to do any kind of transportation of the.
Do you have any deals worked out with outfitters? People want to rent.
I don't know if we have any deals worked out, but I'm sure if you talk to our director Ann Smith, she can possibly help us out. She's kind of the point person for all of this, and I'm sure we could figure something out. And also, if you're not into paddling, we have a biking component, which we're really excited about this year. People that are involved with the Cross Vermont Trail are helping to organize the bike contingent of this, and basically that's because the bikes move a lot faster than the canoes. You can go up and down some of the feeder rivers and streams and see some other things that the paddlers wouldn't have a chance to see. So we're really kind of covering both the land and the water aspect of this journey. So
yeah, you can cover a lot more on a bike. I just trivially came from East Montpelier to the studio here in Waterbury today on the bicycle, and figured from Marshfield down to Winooski is a one-day bike trip. But if you're going to stretch it out over the 6 days of the sojourn, then that's a lot of tributary area you can see. So you expect the cyclists to get together with the paddlers every evening
swap
stories?
And then we're also there's camping. I should mention that it's not just a day thing. There is, for people who are enrolled in, multiple days, there is overnight camping at each spot along the river. So, and that's again free. That's provided. Well, not free, but that's part of the the daily fee. So the bikers and the canoeists and the paddlers, I should say, will all be together for the evenings and breakfasts, and I think even some lunches, if not all of them. Yeah.
And there's a discount if you sign up for the whole thing, right?
That's right. There's a discount if you can do the whole trip. And I think one thing to think about is, a lot of people are vacationing more locally now. This is a great way to get to know Vermont, get to know the parts of Vermont that you actually don't see. We drive up and down the corridor on Route 89 and Route 2 all the time, and we don't see these things from the river's point of view, and it's really exciting and interesting to see a lot, especially a lot of these old historical and archaeological sites along the way.
Mm. So. Yeah, right in Montpelier along the river, I see trees down from beavers. I think it'd be fun to go along the river and see if we can find where those beavers are living.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you go on this trip last year?
I have been involved as a kind of ground support person, and I haven't done any paddling, but I've been involved with a lot of the evening programming, providing music, and also just being a point guy for communications. So, yeah.
Hmm.
But I should mention the all 6-day rate is $320, so it's a pretty good deal.
Mm.
You're getting a lot for that, and again, you can think of it as a mini vacation. You can also do multiple days. You can do just there's a 3-consecutive day rate, which is $170, which is you're saving a little bit of money too there. And
plan your staycation here in Vermont.
Exactly.
On Winooski River at winooskiriver.org has all the information. We're talking with Colin McCaffrey. He is, in addition to being East Montpelier singer, songwriter, producer, etc., everything to do with music, he is the president of Friends of the Winooski River. If you'd like to give him a call, 244-1777 is our number here on the air, or toll-free 877-291-8255. So you're going to be putting people to work to keep the Winooski beautiful along the way, planting riparian buffers, pulling tires out of the river, anything like that?
We won't be doing any cleanups. This is mostly, people just getting on the river and enjoying it. I think that's an important part of what we do. We try not to be harping on the negatives too much. I mean, the river is in really remarkable shape considering what it's been through over the past, let's say, 50, 100 years. So we're doing really well. I mean, we have a lot of people on the grassroots level that are involved with the organization, and we're getting a lot of great things done. This is, this is more of a celebration and also just learning about the history. So, but there are plenty of events like that throughout the coming summer. And like I said, on our website, winooskiriver.org, you can find a lot of the information there about how to join in and be involved with the plantings and the buffers and a lot of the things we do as an organization are much more science-based. We're getting grants and hiring people to companies to do studies on the river and do assessments to figure out where we're at and what areas of the river need work. So, but this the sojourn is kind of more of our public outreach and getting people involved in a fun way and not so much worrying about the river but just enjoying it, which is a nice thing to do.
And you've got some great programs along the way that the public's invited to, even if they don't paddle or bicycle along the river.
Yes, every evening we've got a program, and every time we stop, and I can just rattle through those real quick. The first night of the first full day, I should say, that evening, June 23rd, Tuesday night, we're going to do a Winooski River bread basket. That's at the Two River Center in Montpelier. And LACE, the local agricultural community exchange from Barrie, will be providing some food, a traditional foods meal, and we'll have some live music and some and a historical talk on just the history of the Two Rivers site, which is behind Agway and on Route 30, near the junction of 302 and Route 2. Wednesday night, we've got Skip Flanders, who's going to be doing a PowerPoint presentation on the history of settlement in Vermont and the relationship to the river, and that'll be in Waterbury, Vermont. Thursday night, we'll be in Richmond at the Round Church, which is a beautiful historic building. We'll be doing some a talk there about the history of that area. Plus that evening, my band, the Stone Cold Roosters, will be playing at On the Rise, which will be a lot of fun. Let's see, Friday we're going to be down in Cascade Park in Essex Junction, and Mike Snyder, who is a Chittenden County Forester, will be speaking on the changing landscape and also current concerns regarding habitat and also conflicts between preservation and management of forested landscape. This is a pretty important thing because I think given what you've just been talking about for the past hour, about peak oil and the use of our forested landscape, which is actually significantly more forested now than it was 150 years ago. This is going to be some big issues here to be talked about. So Mike's great resource for that. Finally, Friday night, we're going to be joining Winooski, the downtown Winooski, in their celebration of the river. It's called Riverwalk Festival, and we're going to do Saturday, June 27th. We'll be in Winooski, right by the river, and there's going to be a bunch of music and a tour of the river. Several Riverwalk tours will be going, three of them to be exact. And then Fred Weissman of the Abenaki Cultural Center will be speaking. So, and that evening is going to be a community dinner and some more speaking by, I think, local historians.
And on Sunday afternoon, there's a Greet the Paddlers event at Charlie's Boathouse.
Right, you want to come down and say hi and greet the paddlers as they come into the lake right by the little bridge there by, I think, think it's Charlie's Boathouse.
So this will be down there. This will be an opportunity for the paddlers who have spent 6 days, especially the ones, what do they call them in the Appalachian
through
Trail,
paddlers,
the through hikers,
right?
Yeah, the through paddlers, to tell about what they've learned and both what they've seen and what they've heard from the great speakers you have lined up.
And there's a neat thing. If anyone's interested, we have through the. There's a site called First Giving. You can set up a paddle-a-thon. You can basically be sponsored by friends and family to do the whole trip. And you know, you may even be able to get it to pay your full tuition, and anything above and beyond that would be paid directly to our organization to raise money. So that's a really neat thing. If anyone's interested in doing that, again, check out our website, winneskeriver.org, and there's all kinds of information there about that.
Now, some of these events are in the morning as well, educational events, and it sounds like a great opportunity for WDEV or another radio station to do a remote broadcast from there. Anything like that lined up?
We have, just the first day of Tuesday, June 23rd, we're going to be in Plainfield talking about, the history of Plainfield and how important the river was to it. It was a pretty big mill town in its day, and could be again at some point. I know that on Wednesday we have... We don't have a midday program, but we will be coming through Waterbury on Thursday, and so that morning we'll be doing some activities with some local kids, and we'll be talking about stream geomorphology. Sounds like a really technical word, but it's just about how streams flow and how they want to flow, and how we need to learn to kind of adapt our growth patterns and development patterns to match that. And
how much space does a river need is a way I've heard that field summarized. Yeah, well, I tried to talk to Ken Squire before I went on the air today to see if WDEV had any plans about that, but I made the mistake of showing my recumbent bicycle as he was coming out of the studio and saying, "Hey, Ken, you're the test pilot. Let's go back to the parking lot." And he just took off real fast, and so I didn't get a chance to ask him about this, but I'd love to see WDEV down there talking to you, especially when you come right through our backyard in Waterbury. So what you said last year was the first year that you did this. I understand it was sort of a test basis with just a handful of paddlers.
Putting our toe in the water, it went well. It went really well. And we got all our information together after we did it, and we applied for a grant from the Canada Foundation, which is a family foundation that supports a lot of these kind of events. And we were lucky enough to get a large grant to help support this year's effort, and also retroactively pay for some of last year, but also just set the groundwork and the foundation for many more to come. If we can break even this year and come up with a successful model, we can continue doing this. And it's really great. It's our public face. It's the way that we can kind of interface with people in a real way on the river, and it's a lot of fun. So that's the. That's our hope, that this year we can break even, and we'll also be publishing a little paddling guide to the Winooski, which is part of that grant money, and there's other things that'll be helping just our infrastructure develop based on that grant. So it's really fun.
So you're going to be putting together a paddling guide so people can do this on their own.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be like just a little list of spots to look at, and following our very casual. I mean, 6 days is really taking it slow. Some people could do it much faster, but this is a really leisurely pace that is fit for many levels of paddling. So it's very accessible to a lot of ages and demographics, I guess.
We're running out of time, but why don't you quickly tell us about one or two of the special spots that you anticipate being in the paddling guide that people can see for themselves this June 23rd through 28th on the Winooski River Sojourn?
Yeah, some of the special spots will be certainly historical sites. I guess the gorge near Middlesex, which is now dammed, there's a significant historical purpose to that whole area. It's provided hydropower and mill power for many years. There's some really neat spots down by the Bolton Dam. In fact, there's some archaeological sites. I was lucky enough to visit some with Giovanna Peoples, who is our state archaeologist, and she's providing some information about these pre-Columbian sites and the late woodland period sites where they found a lot of part shards and a lot of caves that had interesting relics in them. So it's fascinating stuff that's going on down there, and also just some history about the Bolton Dam itself. And then further down the river, there's the Ethan Allen Homestead site. There's some very interesting archaeological stuff there. So, yeah, there's a lot of things like that. We'll also have a little fishing guide about people who want to learn how to get out and fish a little bit in the river. There's some just basics about where's good spots and what's good bait or good lures. So, yeah.
Very good. Colin McCaffrey is Friends of the Winooski River. You can find more about the Winooski River Sojourn June 23rd through 28th on their website. That's winooskiriver.org. Colin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Carl.
I'm Carl Etner. That's it for today's Equal Time. Travin, I believe, is in tomorrow. Anthony Polina is in on Wednesday and Thursday. Don't forget to check equaltimeradio.com for podcasts of the shows that Travin and I host. Artie Levine produced today's show. Next week, we'll be talking with Jeff Rubin about why your world is about to get a whole lot smaller. Oil and the end of globalization. Stay tuned for the Jack Donovan Show, brought to you today by Joel Nashman. Jack's on vacation. I'm Carl Etner. Thanks for tuning in.